So, a little while back, me and Nate came on a weekday. It was like 3 in the afternoon. We came here and we were just going to pray in here. And so, I was here praying and Nate was back there against the wall praying. And while we were praying, while I was praying, you know, wasn't like screaming and yelling, going crazy, I was just praying. But my prayer was, God, please help us, you know, help us in here. And God told me to stop asking and start claiming. It's like, okay, start claiming. And he had turned around at that same time, and God had spoke to him the exact same thing, like verbatim, like the same thing. And so we were like, man, that's crazy. So we continue praying, and then we go, and we're standing outside, like, we need to come back in and pray in the prayer room. And so we walked in the back room right here, and we both felt like, I mean, for me personally, I felt like an overwhelming, like, just intimidation. Like, it felt like something was trying to stop us from walking in this room, and we both felt this, like, just fear come on us. So we're like, no, this is stupid, let's keep praying. So we walk in, and we're praying, and as we're praying, we begin to just lay hold of God, and we start getting mad. And I hear him say, you demonic personality, you will leave. And I felt just like a spirit came over us, like a spiritual rage, I guess you could call it. And so while we're praying, we're taking dominion, and out of the corner of my eye, I see like a plume of smoke. And it's over by the doors, by the fountains, the drinking fountains. And I turn, I look, and it's big, it's about this big, like that, and it goes and it stops, and the smoke is like swirling, and it goes out the back doors, and it hits the back wall, and it leaves. And as I'm standing there, Nate's like, did you see that? And then he describes exactly what I just saw. I was thinking to myself, as a tripping, but he saw the exact same thing, and he described it, went out the back doors. But as soon as that spirit left, or whatever it was left, there was like sheer dominion. I mean, it was like, it felt like this place was full of the Holy Ghost, nothing short of just victory sort of felt like. Mm-hmm. But we saw that thing leave when we were taking dominion and praying.
Okay, and then Devin?
Yeah. It was about a week and a half ago, on Thursday before our band practice. Came early, I was just up here on the stage, just praying over the different stages and whatnot, just laying a hold of God. And I came to the center stage and began just to pray. I felt like a direct assault against my mind, like, why are you even doing what you're doing? Why are you even trying to do this? You have no part in this. And I was like, where is that coming from? I began to rebuke that. I was like, you know what? I rebuked that from hell, that lie. And immediately I heard on this stage, like, steps, like somebody running to the back. I was like, huh, wonder if somebody got here earlier or whatever. So I'm just kind of like looking around, thinking Nate's going to pop out and be like, ha, got you, or something. And I'm like, I'm just waiting for that. And all the whole time I'm like, I feel like there's somebody watching me. I'm like, this is kind of weird. So I go over there, nobody there, walked all around the stage, nobody there. The only person who was here was April, and then she was setting up for Project 180. So I went and I asked her, I was like, hey, did you go up on the stage to grab something? She's like, no. Why? I was like, I just heard some steps on the stage, and I was just wondering, did you see anybody else come in? She's like, no. She's like, that's weird that you'd say that, because about 2 or 3 hours earlier, when she was here setting up for Project 180, she had come on the stage, and the same thing had happened to her. She had heard steps as well. So, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I had him tell those two stories. Last week in Sunday school, I taught on dominion, and I said that the unseen determines what you see. And so there are spiritual realities behind the scenes of everything that we do. And so one of the things that happens is it is necessary to have spiritual awareness, you could say spiritual eyes. In other words, if you do not sense or see supernatural realities, then what you have is you have guys who they continue beating their heads against the wall in things that are not going to change unless you change the supernatural realm. So one of the things that happens is you have to have And I think this is good that this gives us a simple object lesson that God allows you to see into a supernatural realm in some way. If you're laboring for the Lord, let's say in pioneering, one of the things that you have to be aware of is you have to sense when something is wrong. And this now, I'm going to balance, of course, what I'm going to teach you on has to be balanced. If you don't have any advertising whatsoever, if you forgot to get the flyers until an hour before your event and no one shows up, that's not the devil's fault, right? So we understand there, and if you're mean to everybody and rude and no one wants to come to your church, that's not the devil's fault. We understand. I do not believe that everything in life is a demon. But one of the things I see is I see guys who they battle month after month, year after year with things that in my mind it's clearly supernatural. And they apparently don't have eyes to see into the supernatural realm. They're not thinking in that way. Three things that make me aware that something is wrong. Number one, when you are getting no response whatsoever. Or me telling the story I think I told a few weeks back in discipleship about a guy in Australia that he was out for 1 year, and in 1 year he had not one visitor. Not even a visitor, not one. You know, come on, that has to be from hell. You could trick him, you know, hold out hot dogs or something. Come on, you can do nothing. So when you are getting no response whatsoever, in my mind, that says there's something wrong. Okay? Secondly, is I'm looking for, or I am aware, would be a better way to say it, when things change. If I am experiencing favor, and then all of a sudden I hit a wall, a natural way to see that would be, if I'm getting visitors, response, conversions, it's rolling well. A concert scene. This is why I love the concert ministry and having it, because it is such good training ground for disciples. It's going well, and then you hit a wall to where all of a sudden now no one is coming, or people are coming but they're not staying, or people are not getting saved. Something's wrong. And in my mind, I am aware of that. Whereas, why was it good and now it's bad? One of the things you understand about the devil is not omnipotent. He does not have all power. He's not omniscient. He can't be everywhere at once. Or omnipresent, rather. He doesn't know everything. He's omniscient. And he's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere. And so we read of the devil tempting Jesus, and it says that he left him for a season. The devil has limited amounts of resources. So he can't be everywhere tormenting everyone at the same time. He just doesn't have that much power. So what you see is you see that demonic assault comes in seasons. Things are going well, and then all of a sudden it's like, and you recognize that in your own life, all of a sudden things are going wrong, there's resistance. That is true in the supernatural realm. When I see something changing, then I see that there's a... That alerts me to spiritual reality. The third thing that I look for or I am aware of is when I feel that something is wrong. And in some way, God will alert you to spiritual reality. That's as you develop in the spiritual sensitivity, there are times that I just feel that. And that might be in prayer, that might be in service. And for some reason, something feels off. There's something not right here, and that I might feel resistance. I might, you know, and there can be all kinds of different things, and very occasionally, it rarely happens. I think that, you know, in my mind, I had the guys tell these two stories. I do not believe that, you know. That concert ministries have become haunted or anything. I think that God actually helps us. Is that he's just alerting you. I believe it's true that there may be, you know, spiritual forces that are trying to assault or try to stop. What I think actually is the object lesson here is God lets you see or sense what actually goes on all the time. There's a few of you that have pioneered or pastored. You know whether or not you saw smoke as a cloud going, but you felt that. You know exactly what that's like to try to be laboring for the Lord, and your brains are scrambled eggs, and you're wondering, what the heck am I even doing here, and what is this ever going to change? And so you're feeling what you are seeing or sensing, something is wrong. And these guys, when they were telling me these stories individually, they have related it as though I felt something mocking me, or this is never going to work, or fear. And those are things that sometimes, very occasionally, this is not every single day we're looking over our shoulder looking for demons. That's not necessary. We will. So, but having spiritual eyes, the whole point is none of those are acceptable. Because God made us to rule. And this is the teaching that I've given you repeatedly on dominion is, you shall be the head and not the tail. Meaning, the head determines where the body goes, right? So we determine what happens here. And some of you that have been around long time, you know that when I first came 9 years ago, and our concert ministry sucked, and we've got very few people saved, or people that came didn't stay, as we had an object lesson, we went down to the underground, and that was the first time I ever talking about dominion. And we began to change that spiritual atmosphere. That's unacceptable. It's not acceptable that our labors aren't productive. It's not acceptable that we don't have liberty in our services or our ministries. It's not acceptable that people don't get saved. And it's not acceptable that people get saved and never are seen again. Is we claim what God has. So, having said all that, is when I sense any of those three spiritual realities, something is blocked, nothing is happening, something is changing, or something feels wrong, or in this case, you are aware of something supernatural. The reason, or the correct response, is that you rise up and you change that. The devil does not have a right to stop our outreach ministry. He does not have that right. And I will never tolerate that. And so this is why I love the concert ministry, because many of you want to do work for God someday, is that is a skill that is transferable. If you learn how to take dominion here, you can do it anywhere in the world. And that is what I've done in cities across the world, is I have said, devil, you are not going to rule in my church, in my home, in my outreach ministry. And we pray, and an aggressive last week in Sunday school, Joshua holding the spear, and it was a spear because it was meant to be aggressive. So anytime you sense spiritual realities, your job is to rise up in aggressive prayer. And that, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly, because he's not wanting us to make it a ritual. You say this, you do that. Dominion is an attitude more than, I don't think God's going to be hung up on if you say in the name of Jesus instead of in Jesus' name. He's not going to care. It's not a matter of, you know, do you shout the loudest? It's an attitude that just says, that's not acceptable. You're not going to rule. We rule here. And when we do that, God honors it. The moment that Joshua lifted up his spear, the moment that Moses lifted up the rod of authority, in the battles in the valley, something changed. So the point is, we have people who on these very stages, drama takes place here, bands on either side, testimonies. Whether or not the bands, the drama, or the testimony is effective is dependent on things like what we are about to do. If you ignore spiritual reality, and part of the problem is that we as Westerners, we don't think in supernatural terms. Right? And so there are people that tell them that story, and I saw some smoke, they go, and what were you smoking? Sure you were. if you were to tell that to somebody from Africa or Latin American country, they have no problem with that whatsoever, because they believe in spiritual realities, which is why in third world settings, often the gospel has greater effect, because they are tuned in and they know, they feel something's wrong, let's take action against that. Mm. So what we're going to do is we're going to take dominion.
Yes.
So this is not acceptable. Not acceptable that we would come, give a testimony, play in a band, act in a drama, or you bring somebody, or you try to witness to somebody, and it be hindered by a demon spirit that doesn't have the right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we rule here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the lesson that I want you to take, not only here, but in all of your life. God made you to rule. Genesis 1, He gave them dominion. And that has never changed. Is that it is our job to enforce the victory of Calvary. So, we're going to pray. We're going to take dominion. And we're going to agree. First of all, we're going to pray. Why don't you all come up on the stage here? Seeing how it is on the stages is where we have the focal point of our ministry, we are going to take dominion. We're going to agree in prayer here, and then from here, then we're going to go throughout all of the building here. We're going to establish dominion. We're going to believe God. How many of you believe that we have the victory?
Yes.
Amen. Let's agree in prayer right now. Let's ask God. All of you, we're going to spread out over the chairs, the stages, every part. We're going to walk around this building. We're going to take dominion. And we're going to plead the blood of Jesus and declare that we're going to have liberty here. People are going to, not only is there not going to be resistance, what you discover when you have dominion is dominion actually brings a supernatural favor. People are drawn to you. I believe that people will come supernaturally that are prepared to get saved and change their life.
Yes.
And that the next time we have one of these meetings, that there will be converts here because of what we're doing here today. So I want you to go ahead and spread throughout the building, every part of this place. We're going to lay hands. We're going to take dominion and believe God. Yeah, everybody up in the back? You got it. Okay, coming close here. And we're gonna finish. The Bible says in Jericho when they marched around the city, that was simply physically. Again, the point is not that there's magic. The issue is not, whether you lay your hand on it or walk on it. It's an attitude. You could take dominion at home, that'd be fine. But the Bible says they marched around the city, and he said after they march around, he said that when I give the signal, we're going to shout. When they shouted, the Bible says, in other words, they were agreeing with God, we have the victory. And when they did that, the walls fell flat. Amen. We're going to give a Holy Ghost shout, and we're going to shout dominion, and then we're going to praise God. And we're going to believe God that what we've done here, God has given us the victory. How many believe that what we've done has had effect? Amen. Then we're going to give a shout. I'm going to give the signal. 1, 2, 3. And then we're going to shout and then we're going to praise God. Okay? 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Okay, praise God. Let's believe God that He's going to help us. But you remember that. That's something that is true. The things that I said would be true in your own personal life, wouldn't they? You recognize seasons of assault at home, in your finances, in your mind, your fruitfulness. You can take dominion anywhere in the world. And God will help you. Okay, that's it. God bless you.